What do you call the things men wear to hold their trousers up?
Suspenders.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
What is the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy top cover?
Bedspread.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
Pillow.
Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
Bolster.
Okay. That bolster didn't go part way across the bed. It went...
All the way.
Okay. What do you put on a bed for warmth?
Blanket.
Okay. Do you have any other names for one that sometimes you make at home? It takes a long time to make one
quilt.
Of them. Okay. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children like to sleep on?
Pallet.
We expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
Okay. Can you think of another word to describe it being rich? Or to make it better, you might put what on it?
Fertilizer.
And then you'd say it is much more...
fertile.
Okay. What do you call the low, flat lowland along the stream, overflowed in the spring and plowed later on? I used to remember turnip greens being planted there for some reason.
Bottom land.
Okay. All right. What do you call the low-lying grassland? A field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass, clover, alfalfa for hay? Sometimes children like to play in it. You see them running across the...
Meadow.
Okay. Suppose this was some land that always had water standing in it, and a lot of times it had to be drained because of mosquitoes.
Swamp.
Okay. What do you call the place where the salt hay grows along the sea?
Marsh.
Okay. See, it might try that a little bit closer. It might pick up just a little bit better. What kinds of, different kinds of soil do you have in the field?
Loam and sand.
Okay. If it was part sand and part clay, would you have a name for that?
Clay.
Okay.
No, I don't.
If they are getting water off the marshes, you say they are doing what to it?
Draining.
Okay. What would you call the thing that you dug when you were getting the water off the swamps? What would you call that?
Drainage.
Okay. Would you have any other names for drainage? Well, what would you call the shallow arm of the sea? A narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide. What about a little bitty area of water behind your house? You might call it a...
creek.
Okay, all right. What about a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across?
Ravine.
Okay, would you have any other names
good.
For that? Okay. What do you call a very small rise of the land? Call it a... sometimes you love to ride your bicycle down it.
Hill.
Okay. What do you call it if it's very, very large? It's not a hill anymore. It becomes a...
mountain.
Okay. What do you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp? Sometimes you hear of people jumping over them.
Ledge.
Okay, would you have another name for it? A very high rock. Okay. Thinking of one that starts maybe with a C.
Crest.
A C-L.
Cleft.
Okay, all right.